The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Clark, some people just can't help but be negative and quit. Honestly, I pity them. You must be really rough to be negative and hateful your entire life about everything possible. I'm not going to lie. There are some things I don't necessarily agree with you guys on, but I get over it in about 2 seconds because I'm an effing adult. You guys are awesome. I continue to listen. You guys have built one hell of a show over the years and hope to keep listening for many years to come. Yeah. Well, we
hope
stay.
You do, too.
No, we want to stay.
We hope you have that opportunity.
Yeah, I prefer you agree with everything we say.
Well, so would I. Yeah. So would I. Yeah, it might be cheap for something.
That
like
makes me feel a little sad.
I mean, do you even agree with everything you say, Todd?
Or, you know, it could be one of those things where maybe he wants to be one of the French guys in the reenactment of the Battle of Puebla.
Or maybe he just likes, I don't know, he's a big Linkin Park fan or something like that. And Nick's right, they suck. But they're bringing back a new singer, right?
Maybe. Yeah, that's the rumor.
I think they should go on tour with only the rapper. Just that guy.
Wait. Now we're pissing that guy off. That's his problem. Right,
well, I guarantee this. The stuff that he doesn't agree with us on is probably the dumb stuff.
Let's hope so.
You know?
Let's hope so. Yeah.
It's like the stuff that we disagree with each other on. The dumb stuff. You know,
like squeezing toothpaste in your mouth before you brush your teeth.
But if it's a bigger stuff, that's fine with me too, because the fact is, he's still listening. You know, he gets it.
But the content of the show is mostly dumb stuff.
Yeah.
95 plus.
I would say 95% of what we discuss is dumb stuff.
All our opinions about everything,
and that's by design.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This one is kind of serious. From Metro UK, little-known STI has seen a 24% rise in cases. Any guesses what this new sexually transmitted
infection might be?
Well, you've got a better chance than we because you've got both sets of genitals.
Yeah. Right? Now, this one doesn't involve
two backpacks.
This one is called Shigella, which sounds like a Hindu celebration, but is in fact a medical name for what's commonly referred to as dysentery. And
it's pooping, right?
And why is there a rise in this?
Shigella is caused by bacteria found in feces. And in Britain, they spell feces with an F-A-E-C-E-S.
Oh, so scat play.
Yeah.
Right. More butt stuff.
Only a tiny amount needs to get
butt stuff.
Right. Okay. Into your mouth to pass it on, for example, from your fingers. It's often caused by contaminated
food. How about salad tossing?
But yeah, can be passed on sexually. Sex that may involve contact with the feces is a risk. This includes anal, fisting, handling a condom or sex toy used for anal sex, oral sex, after anal sex. And was it Rosario Dawson in Clerks 2 that said, you don't go.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Don't do it because then you'll get dysentery.
Yeah.
Right. Don't eat poo, she says. That's her line in that. Don't eat poo. I
think touching someone's backside.
Universal truth.
Or what are those things they call on the car? So it's not the hubcap.
The rim?
Yeah, that.
The rim?
That.
The rim?
Yeah, rim.
Yeah, but we're not going to stop that, you know.
Well, just understand that this is causing a rise in people having dysentery.
A 24% increase, and dysentery now counts as a sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah, but people have been tossing salads for years.
But antibiotics, I think, but they're worried about, you know, antibiotic-resistant strains coming up.
And apparently it's not fun to have.
What if the person's... That's still their poo, though. If the person is completely healthy, do they, or, you know.
And when you got the dysentery.
Or do you actually tell somebody ahead of time, like, you know, before we go to bed, I got to tell you that I got some nasty poo.
I'm guessing if you have dysentery, you're probably not feeling too sexy.
I got this from your butt.
What are the symptoms of dysentery?
Oh, I think vomiting, diarrhea, you know, everything associated with stomach issues. All the stuff that you don't want to have.
So speak for yourself.
Is it a chicken or egg in that situation? Who are you going to blame? Maybe you had it first and gave it to me anally. Or maybe I got it from you because I'm tossing.
Right. Maybe it was put in your butt.
Right.
Diarrhea, high fever, weight loss, upset stomach, nausea, vomiting.
Weight loss.
Right, that's not all bad.
Blood and mucus in your stools.
Cheaper than Ozempic, probably.
You look great. What have you been doing?
Tossing.
But you wouldn't exhibit any of these symptoms until after you had sex.
Right.
Right.
Right. If that's how you got it, you wouldn't have the symptoms until you got it.
But how do you know how long would it be before you realize that's where you got it from? Would you track, like, everything you'd eaten for the past few days?
Well, now you won't. If you hear this now, if you have dysentery now, you're going to think, when's the last time I tossed a salad?
Didn't everybody die of dysentery on the Oregon Trail?
Yep. Yeah, I didn't know that they were doing this on the
Everybody
Oregon Trail.
Everybody Nick and I's age knows dysentery from the Oregon Trail video game.
They were bored, too.
Yeah, so but it didn't say how much that trail.
Yeah, it's some rank salads on the Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah.
Now, apparently, nowadays
just
it's much
burlap
less.
Burlap pants and sweaty ass and no soap. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I've never heard of it as a sexually transmitted disease.
Well, like I said, this isn't a new phenomenon. Guys and women have been, butt play's been around for a long time, you know.
But it's now it counts as an STD. But it says 1.7 billion cases of dysentery every year in the world. So it's much less deadly nowadays. We can treat it.
Wouldn't you rather say that? Don't worry. I know it's sexually transmitted, but it's just the butt stuff kind. Okay, cool. No big deal. Yeah, you're good. All right.
Practice good sexual hygiene.
Well, there's only so much you can do.
Wash your hands.
If you're licking somebody everywhere,
sex
everywhere
toys,
on their body.
Yeah.
Dental dam.
You can't wash your tongue. Dental dams are stupid.
Oh, maybe hit the Listerine after you do that.
Do you know
that.
Anybody's ever used a dental dam to please their lady?
Puss.
No.
Okay. I forgot. Besides puss.
No.
But they say they offer that up as a way to have safe oral sex. They tell guys to use a dental dam.
Well, they tell women to use condoms for that, too.
I haven't known one guy. Now, but the girl's like, that's a condom, though, situation.
But I mean, same.
But even then, in porn, the women do not use condoms during oral. They only put it on because it's a lot more chance of getting sexually transmitted diseases with intercourse than it is in oral.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
We hadn't
That's why porn's that way. You see it. There's a lot of porn that way where the condom isn't on until the actual sex.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But not the oral. You know.
But I don't think there's...
But they're being tested more than anybody, though, too, you know.
So. How would you cleanly toss a salad?
We got a winter break coming up.
Yeah.
Well, we still got a couple of minutes
here. I think you just scrub up, you know, like you're prepping for surgery or something.
And I think it's
something.
More about what you
just
don't,
got out of the shower.
It's what you don't do after that, I think, that makes the difference.
Well, you don't do it on the Oregon Trail, that's for sure.
That's
not
true.
Nothing's clean there.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot of unsanitized sex toys on the Oregon Trail. In fact, we got an email over the weekend.
Frontier sex toys, that'd be interesting.
Let me see if I can find it. I could say his name. Ty says, you know, people bristle at the idea of using a previously owned sex toy. And I guess I get that. But they'll go home with some skeezer they picked up at a bar.
Skeezer.
And you just can't run them through the dishwasher to get rid of the herp. So unless you lie with virgins, all your partners are basically used sex toys.
Man, he made really good points in this email. I remember reading that and going, well, I can't
argue.
Somebody
kills everything on a sex toy, right? Plus
right.
Tell you
he's,
that,
he's, right. He's not wrong.
No, right. No. His logic is solid.
I love the word skeezer. All right.
That is great.
you can't run them through the dishwasher.
No, you can't. But they kiss you back and they move. There's definitely merits. To a person,
but if your whole,
to a sex toy.
But if your whole thing is to not get, you know, diseases or be with something dirty, then yeah, he's got a point.
Yeah, but he's also the dirty guy too. You know, we're not exactly the cleanest people either, for that matter.
Right.
You know?
He's putting his butt in the dishwasher.
He might be a skeezer, you know. Girl's saying this, I brought that skeezer home.
Here he is, just trying to help and contribute to the show.
No, I'm with the dude. I'm with
you're calling him a skeezer.
I think he's totally right.
Mistake. Yeah.
Because a sex toy can be just completely cleaned and steamed and whatever, formaldehyde, whatever you want to do to it. It could be clean as it was new, and it's fine. You're right.
You would treat it like you would a surgical instrument. You could sanitize it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can't put formaldehyde in a person.
Well, I didn't mean formaldehyde. I meant something that alcohol. You would just clean with alcohol.
Well, yeah, so you can do that with a sex toy, but a person, that's not
good. No, you can't do that. You can't throw them in a...
That's like that. Dahmer-ish.
No. Yeah, they compared Brady to Dahmer, saying he was a psycho. That was pretty funny when Bert and Segura did that bit.
I have here a list, and we could probably, it's long, we could sprinkle it throughout the show.
Okay, well.
But these are the highest paid NFL players at every position this year.
Position. All right.
Now, they break it down, 3-year average, total guaranteed money, but I'm just going to give you the highest paid guy.
Yeah, I hate that crap. Just, what are they paying per year?
You know? Highest paid quarterback.
Pat Mahomes.
Mahomes. No. Whoever just got paid the most recent. It's
dude for the Ravens.
No, his was before last year.
Nope.
Oh.
It's been somebody else. Justin Herbert or somebody. He got...
Joe Burrow is going to make an average of 62.9
Burrow finally got paid, right?
Yeah.
Right.
For the next 3 years. Justin Herbert's on there. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes at a mere $50.5 million a year. Running back, that kind of drops off pretty considerably.
Yeah, running backs ain't been getting paid lately.
Highest paid running back in the NFL.
Is he still Barkley?
And he just got a new deal, but I don't think it was top of the market.
He's number 4.
Okay.
At 12.6 million.
I don't know.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
17.2 million a year.
He's been the highest paid for a long time.
I would never have guessed the highest paid wide receiver.
Again, who just got paid the most?
Yeah, some dude.
Somebody who just signed this offseason. CeeDee Lamb? No, he hasn't.
I don't know. Just say it, Todd.
Tyreek's on here. Stephon Diggs. Cooper Kupp. Amon's Ross. St. Brown. A.J. Brown of the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
At $32 million a year.
He just got a new deal. A lot of these, it's just the who's the most recent signee.
Right.
Because it's always just a little bit more than the last guy.
Right.
Tight end, Kelsey, 17.1. Yeah. Total guaranteed money, T.J. Hockenson signed for $42.5 million over 3 years, I think. Ends in 27.
We went to Ryder's school to meet his football team for the fall. And we're sitting with the parents of the new recruits. And I don't know why this guy didn't even ask the question, because I'd seen the field. They have this natural grass, but it was made by – the guys from they put a Heinz Field in. They're famous for putting
field turf.
Real good grass, right?
Yeah.
But the guys,
grass or turf?
Grass.
Okay.
Grass.
Oh,
it's grass.
Okay.
Like the Steelers play on real grass. Yeah.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. And the
pigeons love it.
Yeah, the grass is nice. And the guy prefers, the athletic director of the school said he likes the grass better. And, you know, of course, they don't have zillions of dollars to put turf in. But a dad actually raised his hand. They're asking for questions. I felt like one of those stupid meetings that we sit in, you know, because.
Ask a question.
Yeah, these are, we're just here to look at the school, meet these guys, you know, have a little luncheon, you know. And any kind of in-depth question you could probably ask later if you really wanted something seriously asked or something like that. But some douchebag dad raises his hand. He goes, and we're, like I said, we are literally in this building. We are maybe 100 yards from the football field. So the guy didn't even walk over there. And he raises his hand. He goes, you got artificial turf or grass? And I went, you're asking that question? We're here.
Yeah.
You could have walked over.
Couldn't he see the field?
And he might have been further out than I was, obviously, for this trip. And no, we have natural grass. It's the same guys that put in Heinz Field. They do a lot of, and we like it better than that way. It's fast grass, they call it, or something like that. And he goes, well, you're going to put turf in. Yeah, I got $4 million right now.
If anything, it's going back the other way these days. Thinking,
dude, man. Find out who this guy's dad is and sit that kid. What a douchebag. It's just weird. It's like, God, dude. Your
football's made of leather or actual skin of pigs.
You guys nerf?
It was just weird questions.
Using Nerf balls these days or leather?
Are you going to get the skin of some pigs? Put some balls together that way.
So, of course, I can't help it. I'm making jokes all the time in the back of the room, leading over, you know. Saying stuff to my sister was there with us, and I leaned over to my sister and I said, one girl just started speaking. I go, look at her nose. She had a sail basically. You know?
Oh, nice.
Just like all of us in meetings, we're so horrible. You know,
yeah, did
I'm
you
a
start,
grown man.
Did you start shooting spitballs in the back of his head?
All meetings are horrible, right?
They could all be shorter.
They could all be shorter.
Right? 90% of them could be
not happen at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Are the goalposts made of metal or a PVC pipe? You know, that'd probably be a little cheaper.
I don't get why people come up with questions and just raise their hand and say
stuff. They had to start lowering expectations for that kid the more the dad talked.
He's a backup.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.